You know, just drafted Marquise Flowers, linebacker from University of Arizona. Former safety, kind of an athlete. He's 6'2 and a half, 230 plus pounds. Ran 4.5 flat at his pro day. Spent a lot of time with him. You know, he wasn't a combine guy, so I actually was out in Arizona at his pro day. We brought him here on a visit as well. So really got to know the kid pretty well through the process, and I'm pretty excited to have him on the team.
What stands out about him?
Just his athleticism. I mean, like I said, he's a tall, long kid. Like I say, ran 4.5 flat, had like a 37.5-inch vertical at his pro day. You know, and the way the game's kind of going these days and spreading out a little bit more, he's more of an athletic type linebacker. Again, he started at safety there his first couple of years, and then he's played 2 years of linebacker, so I think there's some growth potential. He's only been a 2-year player at the position. So, I mean, really, he's just a long, fast kid that can run and move in space. I think, you know, that carries some special teams value for us as we move forward with him, and then, you know, developing into, you know, we're playing 2/3 of our snaps in nickel type situations, and he's more of a space athlete than he is in a sort of take on guy. But he's played some Sam for them. He played over the tight end. He's done a lot. He's a pretty versatile athlete for them, and I think we sort of see the same thing in him here.
How much will his athleticism as a safety kind of help in nickel and getting some
coverage? Yeah, I mean, you guys see the same thing that I see, that, you know, the way the game's going these days, and you know, from the college game transition into the NFL, with just spreading offenses and, you know, linebacker positions starting to change a little bit slightly. And I think this guy kind of fits that mold of sort of, you know, we used to call them undersized linebackers, but he's 6'2 and a half, 230 pounds, and he can run, you know. And so I think that just sort of fits in with the game that we're playing these days, whether you like it or not. That's kind of how things are. So
sounds a little similar to Lemur.
Very similar. You know, E-Man played some safety. You know, again, E-Man's obviously a little bit longer and taller than he is, but Marquise is. But very similar kind of feel to that former safety transitioned to linebacker, maybe got lost in the shuffle a little bit because of that. So, yeah, we're excited to have him.
You said you played some Sam as well?
Yeah, they play like a 3-3-5 college defense there. But so when they had some 2-back stuff, which, again, they don't see much in college, he played over the tight end on some of that stuff. So he's played in space. You know, he's walked down on cover down like, you know, we see when they go 3-4 wides, and he's been covered down out in space there. He's played over the tight end. He's played stacked in the box, played some safety. You know, so there's a lot to his game. He's seen a lot of stuff from a lot of different positions.
Yeah. Sixth rounder, because of his size, because it's a little bit of a tweener?
Probably. You know, I mean, again, you only played 2 years the position, so maybe not a lot of exposure there. Wasn't a combine guy, you know, like I said. So there's probably all those elements. I went to his pro day. There was only one other position coach at his pro day where he ran a 4.5 flat. Some guys had him in 4.4s on their clocks out there, jumped 37.5 inches. I mean, it was an impressive, you know, presentation at his pro day, and there weren't a lot of people there to see him in person. So, I mean, that definitely kind of elevated my view on him. You know, for a, quote, undersized guy, I think he put 24 up on the bench. You know, so he's definitely got a lot of tools. He's an athletic kid. Again, kind of unheralded, but it was good for us. Worked out.
The Bengals are probably the poster children for linebackers don't have to be first-round picks.
Yeah.
To excel. Is there any reason for that? Why that position you can find guys?
No, I mean, I think we just, you know, Pauly before me, and we just tried to do a good job of identifying those positions and evaluating. And, you know, I think, if you want to talk big picture, you know, it's not necessarily an impact position in the draft. You know, a lot of times teams value corners or, you know, rushers and on defense specifically. So it kind of gets lost in the shuffle a little bit, that some of the times those guys get pushed down the boards a little bit because teams would rather take, you know, you cover corners and rushers, you can't get enough of those guys. So everyone locks on those. And if you do a good job evaluating, I think we've done good work here finding some late round guys and some free agents that are, you know, good prospects that hit on some of the things that we look for in a linebacker. If you do, you know, you do your homework on those guys. And I mean, we got half the linebacker roster free agents right now, you know, that are playing for us. So it's good. And honestly, I think it helps moving forward. Just, you know, can we have that reputation now that you know, free agents or undrafted guys kind of look and say, man, I can get a shot there. Coach Lewis has always done a good job of giving those guys opportunities to play, you know, and putting them in spots and making the roster. So I think it kind of, you know, builds on itself too, that we're an attractive place for players to want to come because they know they're going to get a chance to do that. So, yeah, hopefully I keep adding the mix here. I don't know. We'll see. It's my first one.